Episode 1467, Are You Putting All Your Eggs in One Basket?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching. Happy every day. Are you breathing? I gotta tell you, it has already been a long week, and it's only Wednesday. Okay, deep breath. You got this. We're talking about your health, and you are worth something. Are you putting all your eggs in one basket? Protein? Are we talking protein? No, not today. Gobble, gobble. Oh, wait, that's turkey talk. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. All right, so I gave you the hint at about eggs, right? Are you putting all your eggs in one basket? Do you think we're talking protein? Well, not today, not so much. We are talking, though, health. When it comes to your resolutions, the common idea is to give it the all or nothing try. Are you putting all your eggs in one basket when it comes to your health? Because think of it this way. If you are all in all the time, why do you still have similar New Year's resolutions now? Compared to last year, the year before that, the year before that. Let's not keep going back because that's making us all older. Because think about it. We're human. And because we're human, it's in our DNA to fail. But it's in the failure that brings success. The crazy thing is, most of us can't get over the failure to keep working towards success. So we quit. Or we look for that quick fix solution, the all-in-one quick fix, the thing that I may not have to work so hard if I just do this one thing, putting all your eggs in one basket. Well, today, I want you to go a little deeper with why you do what you do when it comes to your health. As I was scrolling through my Facebook feed yesterday, literally about every other posting was about a family member or a close friend or the person who was actually posting it was suffering from a health illness. Something was failing regarding their body, or worse, those who had lost someone close to them. This breaks my heart. We should not be in a world that is suffering so much when it comes to disease, but we are. When life comes at you, you're more likely to react more swiftly, right? We don't have time for response. We just jump all in. We react. But what if you embodied the mindset of not putting all your eggs in one basket, not waiting until the last minute to make a change, not waiting for that phone call from the doctor's office saying, we need to have a talk, are you sitting down? But to look more carefully and to diversify where you put all those eggs. Diversity is the key to health. You gotta diversify your health portfolio. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. We're going to diversify your health portfolio. Now, what you need is to not have everything riding on one activity. You know those infomercials. You know those, whatever you want to call them, whether you call them the boxed meals, whether you call them the liquid in a bottle, whatever it is, some of them are good. Yes, some of them we need further discussion on. However, when we put all of our effort saying, if I do this one thing, it's going to change my life. Now, there is one thing, in my opinion, that can change your life. But that's not about your health. It's about your eternal wealth and living. And that's accepting Jesus as your Savior. But here, when you're talking about your life here on earth, you have got to be in charge of what you put in your mouth, how you treat your body, what you're doing with your body, and when you're doing it. You have to diversify your health portfolio. Your health requires various activities to take place in order for it to work efficiently, in order for it to work effectively, and in order for it to work emotionally. We all want that connection. We want to feel good. You won't do something that doesn't benefit you or have a positive outcome, right? So that's when you say no. If it's pushing the envelope too much, you're like, nah, not for me. And also what you do And regarding your diversification of your health portfolio, it's got to be effective for you, specific to your needs, not something for the average person, because I got to tell you, you're not average. And it all needs to come together efficiently. Time's of the essence. Come on, what's the really new hello, right? It's, how are you? And you're like, oh, I'm so busy. Time is of the essence. When you diversify your health portfolio, you need to look at three main things. Now, this is the three main things, but there are other things also. And if you're one that's saying, okay, I need to focus on a lot of things, but you don't know really how to structure it or what it would look like, I have a complimentary coaching call for you. Now, there's some exciting things happening around the corner. So let me pause for just a moment. Number one, you don't have to wait for the excitement around the corner. I want you to be excited about what's around the corner, and that's the AIM Academy. I'm putting on the final touches, and you are going to be blown away by the opportunity that's going to be there for you as an individual and as a community. And I'm so excited about it. In fact, the last few nights, I have not gotten a lot of sleep. I'm waking up like every 45 minutes, literally with a notebook next to me going, oh, I can't forget this. I've got to add this one in too. It's incredible. And I'm blown away by how God is providing. So yes, you can wait till around the corner, which it's just around the corner. I can almost touch it and taste it. The AIM Academy is coming. Action ignites motivation. But if you're like, I need something right now, I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. Now, you can wait, like I said, for the AIM Academy, and there's going to be incredible benefits. But why wait when you can have this right now at your fingertips? And I'm not one who likes to really dangle the whole money thing, but I want you to know that this free gift I'm offering you is $175. Go to my website. Go to createyournow.com and look what it costs to have one session with me. That's like I'm paying you to talk to me. Now that's pretty incredible. So if you're sitting here with a big question mark in your head, click on the link, take AIM in the show notes. That will begin our conversation and we will get you scheduled for a coaching call with me. All right, now we've got to get back into diversifying your health portfolio. It's three things. Now these are the main things. Understand there's much more beyond this, but I can't cover everything, so I've got to keep it to three because it's easier for us to manage as a whole. Number one, sleep. Sleep is number one. Sleep is huge when it comes to your health and well-being. Your body cannot restore itself when there is no downtime. And that doesn't mean scrolling through Instagram or watching a movie. No, 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 no. It means turning off the distractions, cool the blue interferences. Yes, the TV, the tablet, the smartphone, the laptop, turn them off and go to bed. Night, night. Yeah, that's what you need. Your body needs sleep. Why do you think God created us that way? He created us that way because each individual little cell allows itself to restore. That's when we detoxify. That's when we get rid of what? All the craziness in our life. The stress can actually melt away. A lot of people say, but I handle stress through meditation and prayer and singing. That's all fine and dandy. That's in the moment. But your cells in that moment, they're just getting a breath of fresh air. The restoration, the detoxification is all coming during your sleep process. Now, you've got to understand this. I am one who runs on little sleep, and I am high energy. And I've been that way. Well, yeah, ask my mom. I've been that way my entire life. I think I came out screaming, and I probably will go out screaming. My children would say I'm loud overall, too. But with all of that, even though that may be who I am, my body still needs sleep. And so there are times that I have to say, okay, you don't have to work on 4 hours of sleep for tomorrow. You can go to bed and get 7 hours of sleep. Oh, wait, better yet on the weekend, let's aim for 8 hours of sleep. Now, for me, honestly, to stretch it out to 8 hours, that's stretching it. 6.5 to 7 hours is my peak sleep time. When I wake up and I get up, I feel really energetic. That is my body's peak time. Now, your peak time, you may need 9 hours. And as your body changes as you grow older, then also other things change too, including your sleep patterns. So sleep is important. You have to have it. You need it for that rejuvenation and restoration of your cells, for the detoxification, So you've got to look at it and you've got to diversify and you've got to make it a priority when it comes to your health portfolio. Number two, nutrition. You got to figure out what best suits your body. And in doing so, it can be the most frustrating thing when it comes to figuring out what's really going to work for your health and for your wellness. So I want you to start simple, right? It's all about the kisses. The keep it simple strategy, right? We want to keep it simple. So number one, drink more water. If you're not drinking a lot of water, then add 2 glasses a day. Just 2 glasses to what you're drinking now. And then if you can do that for a week, add 2 more glasses. Now you're up to 4 glasses a day. It's very easy to add water, but you just have to remember it. So guess what? Put it on your calendar. Isn't it amazing what smartphones do? Set a recurring reminder on your phone. All you have to do is tell Siri or your Android or whoever you're talking to, whether it's the guy or the gal, whatever English or accent you want, whatever it is, tell them to remind you every hour, drink water. And put it on there automatically. So when the little timer goes off, you know, I've got to get a glass of water. And it may only be 4 ounces. Now for me, 4 ounces is like a sip. Seriously. I can guzzle 16 ounces when I am thirsty. I mean, that's like a drink to me. So it all depends on where you're at. We're not comparing, but you need to have that starting point. So if you don't drink water at all, then it may be like a sip. It may only be a couple ounces at a time every single hour. But every single hour of your waking hour, if you were to drink just 2 ounces of water, that means you would have 24 ounces of water in a 12-hour period. That's incredible. That's more water than you're drinking now. Hats off to you, right? So drink more water. Also, fill your plate with lots of color. Think of it as a rainbow. I love it when my grandma would tell me, sweetheart, you gotta have color on your plate. Eat a colorful plate. She didn't really mean eat the colorful plate, but all the foods on there should be so colorful. It should be God's rainbow. And that leads me into the third part of nutrition, and that's to eat what God made, the real stuff. If you're shopping in the middle of the grocery store, do you know that you are paying them for your health because it's being subtracted? That stuff in the middle is taking away from you. They're stealing from your health account. If you shop on the perimeter, the outside of the grocery store, yeah, that's where all the goodness is, all the greatness. That's where all the real food is. Then that is where you are depositing in your health account. Don't you want to be making deposits in your health account instead of withdrawing from them? You don't want somebody else withdrawing from you. It's like paying a company to say, huh, I'm going to take some of your health. Maybe you'll think twice if you think of it that way. So you want to eat the perimeter of the grocery store. That's what you're looking for. Eat the real food with lots of color and drink more water. Now you've got the sleep, you got the nutrition. Now you got to go to movement. Yes, number three is movement. Intentional movement keeps your body in full motion. Our bodies were made to move. In fact, I know for me, oddly enough, the older I get, and I've really noticed a difference from when I started running. And I know when I started running, because I was never a runner before, until I hit the major brick wall. The huge storm came in my life. And it all started with, you know, you've heard it, my husband saying, I've fallen out of love. That was like, oh my gosh, my life stopped. I know exactly the date, the time, all of that happened. So for me, it was less than 24 hours after that that I became a runner. Now, some people would say, oh, you're running away from things. No, I was moving my body. And I know from that point on how my body does not like to sit still. Now, I'm one who's high energy anyway, so sitting still is not normal. But I was never a runner. I was never one who really put the effort into exercise. That was never a focus of me, of intentional movement. In fact, I wanted to do just what I wanted to do because I enjoyed what I was doing, not because I needed it for the health aspect of things. So it's intentional for me, and it has become a habit ingrained well within my soul, not just my body, but my soul, that I have got to do intentional movement. And that's really what you want to zone in on. Start with walking. If you're like, I don't do anything, great, walk. Even in the cold weather, go outside. If you're like, well, okay, there's ice. Okay, don't go out when there's ice. Safety first, of course. Or if you're traveling, park further away to walk into the grocery store where you're going to shop around the perimeter to give yourself what? More time to intentionally move. Also, when you're doing it, now I do it all the time. My children are like, Mom, can we not park closer? Actually, it's not my children because they know always where I park. I always park far away from the store because why? I want to get in, not just extra steps. I'm not all about, you know, those 10,000 steps, even though I do want to hit that. That's not my focus. My focus is I really want to make sure that I energize my body all the time. I intentionally move it. Well, it's my husband who will say, well, why aren't you parking closer? There's like a place right up there. I'm like, because we can walk. And those who aren't as capable as us, we leave them the area where they can park. I consider it a gift. So whatever floats your boat, however you want to look at it, you've got to get intentional movement into your life. Then I want you to add some lifting. Now, small, light lifting, if you're one who's saying, okay, I've not really lifted weights before, I don't know what to do, great. How do you shop? Do you go and buy a bag of dog food? How heavy is that bag of dog food? Can you lift it up? Okay, if you can lift it up, then lift it up two or three times more so than you normally do. Okay, if you're one who does a shopping and you buy a gallon of milk, guess what? When you take that gallon of milk out, take it out slowly enough. Now, don't go so slow that you're making the other customer mad at you, but take it out slowly, bring it down and walk slow to your cart, park your cart a little further away and walk and do three bicep curls on one. Now, if you're getting 2 gallons because you have a bigger family, then do it both together. Now, some people would say, but people are going to look at me and think I'm strange. Yeah, but are you going to be the one living longer? That's the question. Diversify your health portfolio. Now, we drink when everybody's here, we go through 5 to 6 gallons of milk a week. Now that we've got a couple that are not here, our two older ones are not here all the time, 100% of the time in the house. So therefore, we only drink about 3 to 4 gallons of milk a week. So I can actually put 2 gallons in each hand and I do my bicep curls. You think that looks strange? Guess what? I don't care. It's my health. It's my health portfolio. I want to make the deposit. I want to live longer and be stronger. What about you? So really begin to add in some small lifting. Remember, weights build your muscle, which is essential to aging smarter and healthier. I want you to think about this. You're only young for 1 minute, and then you get older. Yeah, that's the deep thinking one, right? We're all aging. And as you continue to age, you lose functionality in your body. Your cells break down if you do not take care of them. It's important for you to diversify your health portfolio. Now, face it, we're aging, and so is our body, right? So if you want to live smarter without working harder by continuing down the path of all eggs in one basket, what are you going to do? You got it. Diversify. Diversify. So go out today. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a very healthful, happy, colorful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.